Each Tuesday, we like to find out what's doing around the Musselbrookshire district with Mayor Steve Reynolds. How are you, mate?
Good morning, Bear. How are you?
Very well. Thank you. You went to a summit recently. In fact, it was the Hunter Global Summit.
Yeah, down in Newcastle. We're one of 10 councils that are a part of the Hunter Joint Organisation. The summit was basically, it was hosted by the Hunter Joint Organisation, but it was to discuss the advocacy and planning and collaboration of all the councils about moving forward and the big plans for the region. So we was really focused on the Newcastle Airport, moving from just a domestic to an international.
We deserve it.
An international airport. Well, how fantastic would it be just down the road? So an international airport. And the speakers covered a wide spectrum about tourism opportunities, but also freight and how we can get from...
Definitely.
The
plate. And just the simple fact that you don't need to get all the way down to Sydney to fly to Disneyland. You can go straight down to Newcastle.
Well, I think it'd be more so looking at the Singapore market to start off with, but how we get from paddock to plate as well. So the export options there for the people, especially up this end of the valley. There's a great opportunity. So, look, I think it needs to happen. I think everyone wants it to happen, but it's a bit like the Musselbrook Bypass. It needs to happen.
Very exciting news. We won't get into that one. All right, now, there have been some government grants. They want to give us money, mate. Should we take it?
Always. If the state government is going to... We put that much money back into the economy via our coal royalties, rates, taxes, etc. So, look, Musselbrook was successful in two projects for the Black Summer bushfire recovery. They were among 524 councils to benefit from the $4.1 million. We received funding for to replace Oakley Bridge in Widden Valley Road, and that was $546,980 to be precise, but $152,000 also for the purchase of 5 LED fire danger indicator signs to be put throughout the Shire.
That's really important, actually. I know it seems trivial, but that could save lives.
Well, it's a safety initiative at the end of the day, so anything to do with safety, we're going to be across and be on board and communicate to the community. But they're a crucial infrastructure, as you said. So, to be able to bring those mechanisms and replace the last timber bridge in the Shire as well.
Wow.
It's fantastic.
Goodness me. All right, and finally, I know a man who works every day of the week probably doesn't think too much about this, but are you going to enjoy the half-day public holiday for the Cup?
I will most definitely be attending the Musselbrook Cup. It will be a well-earned rest at the moment. We've just finished over the weekend, as I spoke to you off-air, about a two-day workshop, so it's been 7 days straight. But on the 1st of April, it's no April Fool's joke.
No kidding, folks.
It's no joke. The half-day public holiday has been declared for the Musselbrook Shire local government area. So there was community consultation undertaken, and we gauged the interest of the community about it. I wasn't anticipating people were going to come back.
Have you ever heard an Australian say, no, I don't want a public holiday, thanks very much?
Well, no, I'll be honest with you, I haven't. But
it'd be easier to say, hey, who doesn't want the day off? Come on.
Well, yeah, and that's an option.
Yeah.
If people want to go to work, I guess they can. Their boss isn't going to say no. So
free country.
But the Cup is one of the highlights of the regional racing calendar. $2 million in prize money on offer. So the fashion's on the field. I have no doubt that you'll be taking part in that in some aspect there.
Judge, maybe.
Judge?
Yeah.
Head for radio? Maybe I'm the same.
It's a glasshouse we're in this morning.
So, the off-track excitement always happens with plenty of style, and no doubt will be a hotly contested event for the fashions on the field, but I guess the challenge is out there for one of your staff members. I know that they're really looking forward to these challenges lately. Maybe Gemma.
Yep, maybe Gemma would be interested in that. I dare say Pete, he's got a head for fashion.
Yeah, no, he really is a fashion icon, isn't he?
Yeah, icon's the word. Steve, as always, thank you very much for popping in and keeping us up to date with what's doing around the district.
No problem, Bear. Thank you.